And of course, we've seen data on capecitabine in that situation, a residual disease, seeming like it has a benefit. Have you applied, in other words, patients will get neoadjuvant therapy, have residual disease, which is pretty common, and then to get capecitabine. Is that something that you are doing, or your center is actually doing, your oncologists are doing?
We are not doing it outside of trial. We're only treating women with residual disease following neoadjuvant therapy on clinical trial.
It's interesting, though, the trial you mentioned doesn't have a no-treatment control arm.
It was originally designed with a no-treatment control arm, and the design was changed after San Antonio when this Japanese-Korean study was published that showed the benefit for capecitabine.
That's really interesting.